Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Do you ever have screenshots on your phone that if somebody else saw the screenshot, it might be awkward?
Yes, totally.
Isn't that stupid?
It makes me want to go into my screenshots right now just to see.
So I have a couple. Like right, the first one I go to is the picture of Loretta Lynn. Because early this morning, Kelly was talking about how she wanted to dress up like one of her favorite country legends,
Laura Lynn. Which is her sister.
Right, of course it is. I also have this screenshot, and this is the reason I'm moving to Nashville today.
Lindsay L. is going to be where you almost purchased a house.
So when I was going to move to Nashville a couple of years ago, my vision was to live in Hendersonville. We looked all over the town to find our housing there and stuff like that. So I wake up this morning, see this tweet from Lindsay L. Hi, guys. I'll be at the Xfinity store for a meet and greet on Indian Lake Boulevard, which I've been on that road before. It's like the main road.
So you know exactly basically where she's going to be standing.
Yeah. Hendersonville today from 5 until 6.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I should go. I mean, one of the little known facts about Lindsay L. and me is that she wrote her song about me. Boy,
what you do to me is cool. Oh my gosh.
Did you know that? Did you know she wrote that about me?
You know what? I didn't. I'm so glad you brought that to our attention.
It's one of the things about life that I'm most proud of.
Right. Oh my gosh. You're in so much trouble.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So this morning, the first email I saw in my inbox was an email from Florida Georgia Line.
We know what that means.
That means new music is out. The song is called Simple, and this is what the song sounds like.
It's like 1, 2, 3, just as easy as can be. Just the way you look at me, you make me smile. Ain't no need to complicate it. We both know that's overrated. We've been there, it's safe to say it ain't our style. It's just that simple, S-I-M-P-L-E, simple as can be. It's
you can check out the full song on the BBITM blog at KFIN.com.
So Maren Morris is touring right now. She's in New Zealand and been to Australia, so she's having a great time. But it seems like she was having one of those days where she was feeling very lucky to be able to do what she does.
Yeah.
And she tweeted this out. I'm going to quote her. Says, one of my favorite things about being a boss, bar none, is taking care of people, band and crew, salaries and healthcare, knowing they can come and talk to me directly and not my assistant, offer ideas and creative, and building loyalties both ways is so cool. So she says she likes to have that policy where people can come in and talk to her about if they're disgruntled, if they're upset, if something's wrong. That's the kind of boss she is.
Imagine being able to go on tour and have insurance. Like a lot of artists don't offer that. It's a really cool thing that she's able to do. So go, Maren.
Yeah, and I've actually applied for a job with her.
Have you? You need another job. You already have two.
Yes, right.
Let's go for another one.
Like a heart to get scarlet when I'm driving.
What's your favorite?
Turning every head. Hell, I ain't even trying. Got them Ray-Ban shades, pretty in pink. Call me old school, but hey, I'm a 90s baby in my 80s Mercedes.
There's a new music video out. Keith Urban has his video out for the song Coming Home. It features Julia Michaels. They're on stage together in the video. You can check out the video on the BBITM blog at KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so movies out this weekend. We have the new movie with Shailene Woodley. It's called Adrift. The whole idea behind this is a couple's trying to sail from Tahiti to San Diego. Boom, a hurricane hits. They have to try to stay together, which is kind of a wild movie. There's a funny movie out, an action movie called Action Point with Johnny Knoxville, so it'll be action and goofiness.
Oh, yeah.
And then Upgrade is out as well. It's a sci-fi thriller where a quadriplegic guy receives this computer implant, and he's got to hunt down the men who murdered his wife.
Oh, wow.
So that's probably pretty intense. Those are new movies out this weekend at the Malco.
So for TV this weekend, the main thing is going to be on Sunday night. It's the second game of the NBA Finals. Golden State Warriors host the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I'm telling you, if you guys skipped game one, maybe you're not a big NBA fan. Last night's game, especially at the end, was awesome.
It was good.
Like, it got me to the point where I'm probably going to watch the rest of the series.
And I bet LeBron is going to come back with a vengeance because he looked really mad at the end of the game. And he scored 41 points the first
51.
Game. Sorry, yeah, 51. Yeah. Let's see if he can get 62 this time.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm. I like to think that he almost got half of the entire team score.
I know.
So anyway, game two coming up on Sunday. We hope you guys have a great weekend. Happy birthday to David the Barrel Boy, who celebrates tomorrow.
Hey.
He'll turn 25. Thank you for that, Kelly.
Hey. I was doing the hey.
Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning.